Continuing. Hallelujah Bread, number 14, final part, part 4. Reading from the first epistle of John, there's further information about how to identify the children of God and those who are not children of God. 1 John 3 and 9. Anyone born of God refuses to practice sin, because God's seed abides in him. He cannot go on sinning, because he has been born of God. By this the children of God and the children of the devil can be distinguished. Anyone who does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is anyone who does not love his brother. Worldly Christians, it seems, are far more engaged in pursuit of worldly rewards, name, fame, power, recognition, and the acquisition of things. They have set their hearts, the seat of affections, upon things of this world that perish, and not things which are eternal, heavenly. John has exhorted against this pitfall. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. 1 John 2, verse 15. The children of God and the children of the evil one. The Bible makes it clear that there are some human beings who are evil and some who are good. All that are born under the control of the evil one that God calls are transformed into children of God. The good news is that we can change this status once we realize the truth about our fallen nature. Ephesians 2, verse 3 explains, we were in times past counted among the children of the evil one, but in God's time we were delivered from that state and translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son. AMPC translation of Ephesians 2:3. Among these we as well as you once lived and conducted ourselves in the passions of our flesh, our behavior governed by the corrupt and sensual nature, obeying the impulses of the flesh and the thoughts of the mind, our cravings dictated by our senses and our dark imaginings. We were then, by nature, children of God's wrath and heirs of his indignation, like the rest of mankind. This is the Phillips translation of the same verse. To you, who were spiritually dead all the time that you drifted along on the stream of this world's ideas of living and obeyed its unseen ruler, who is still operating in those who do not respond to the truth of God. To you Christ has given life. We all lived like that in the past and followed the impulses and the imaginations of our evil nature, being in fact under the wrath of God by nature, like everyone else. The final thought is this: we can be changed. We can be rescued from this destruction. We can escape the wrath to come, both temporal and spiritual. We can change our parentage from a fallen child of the evil one to being a child of the living God. Christ has redeemed us. We are redeemed from the curse of the law, Christ having been made a curse on our behalf. This quotation from Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. The consequences of not receiving our Savior Redeemer. John 3:16 to 3:18. The offer of redemption is made clear in these verses. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is already condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. And finally, in chapter 3 of John, he concludes with this verse for further emphasis. 3:36. He who believes in the Son has everlasting life, and who does not believe the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. Who are the children of God? Those who are born of the Spirit become adopted sons and daughters of the Most High God, and we receive an inheritance incorruptible for eternity, rescued from the wrath to come. Amen.